Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests. Liz Zacker is a UAS art professor and also the regional coordinator for the Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts Program. And Akle Helen Dangle is a UAS academic advisor and also assists with coordinating the Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts Program. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. We're here to talk about the Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts Program. And I want to turn to Liz first and ask you if you can sort of lay the foundation of this program. What is it? When did it start? What's the story of it?
UAS regionally, our campuses, Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan, have for decades offered courses in Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts and has had occupational endorsements and certificate programs. And in 2019, we launched an associate's degree in Northwest Coast Arts. And since then, it has expanded to other options. We have now a four-year degree, a bachelor's in Indigenous Studies, where you can pursue an emphasis area in either languages, governance, or Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts. And yeah.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, quite expanded. And just to understand a little bit more, what's an idea of some of the occupational endorsements and or certificates people could have gotten in the past and can still get, if I understand correctly?
Yeah. So you can, occupational endorsements and certificates are available in emphasis areas in Northwest Coast carving, basketry, and woolen weaving at this point. And we are working on developing some other pathways that might include regalia making, metalworking, jewelry making as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to turn to you, Akle. What we're here to talk about is specifically the associate's degree. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the associate's degree in terms of this Northwest Coast Indigenous Arts Program.
Yeah, sure. So the Associates of Arts degree is like it is. It's Associates of Arts, but it has, technically it's called an emphasis in Northwest Coast Arts. And because Associates of Arts don't generally have what it's a major, so this is kind of in place of it. And the idea is that you can really get your associate's degree, that's like the first 2 years of college, and explore your Native culture or Native culture. You don't have to be Native to take this degree, and focus more on the arts. So you're doing all of your general education requirements. Those are the classes that anyone needs if you're taking college, like going to college for the first 2 years. And they transfer, like our associate's degrees and the classes are designed to be transferable, so that you can go to college anywhere, and you're getting those general education requirements that you would need in any college for a four-year degree or a two-year degree. So it covers the writing, math, communication, but then there's like specific classes that are more focused on Northwest Coast culture and art, for the humanities elective, you can take the Tlingit or Haida or Tsimshian language. There's a couple of other ones too. So it just allows you to like pursue that degree and also, look at Northwest Coast art and culture.
Okay. So yeah, interesting. It's helpful for people who want to get a degree and get some of the general requirements out of the way, but are also interested in this particular emphasis. But the great thing is that it's transferable. So if you want to go on elsewhere to get a further degree, you can. Of course, you can stay in the UA system and get those further degrees in Sitka or elsewhere through the UA system as well. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But I do want to turn to you, Liz, to ask you a little bit about this transferable aspect. There's a partnership with this program that you can tell us about.
Yeah, so we have an articulation agreement, a partnership with the IAIA, which is Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And what that allows is for anyone who's pursuing this degree through UAS, they can then transfer those credits to continue their Indigenous arts studies through IAIA, and conversely, those who are studying in Santa Fe who may want to transfer and come up to Southeast Alaska to continue pursuing their degree, that's also an option. And we are working on also a faculty exchange that hopefully will be start seeing some more collaboration across our institutions as well, where we'll share our faculty. And a lot of this has taken place due to partnerships that we have had that help support this degree through Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and locally, Sika Tribe of Alaska.
So that's really cool. So people who are living anywhere in Alaska and are interested in their associate's degree, but are maybe interested in at some point, you know, stepping out of Alaska, at least for a little while, have this nice pathway set up to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, at least for a time. I want to turn back to you, Akle. If maybe some students decide that they get their associate's degree, associate's of arts degree with this emphasis, and maybe don't want to take this pathway elsewhere and want to stay in wherever they might be, Sitka, Klawak, somewhere throughout Alaska, what does the next step look like for those folks who maybe want to work towards their BLA or their BA?
Yeah, so the University of Alaska Southeast has several bachelor's degrees, and they're actually online. So that's an important aspect, is you are able to get this Associate's of Arts with Northwest Coast emphasis online. And also the Bachelor of Liberal Arts is an online degree. It's a Bachelor's of Liberal Arts in Alaska Native Languages and Studies, which includes arts, and also a newer Bachelor's of Arts degree in Indigenous Studies that has emphasis in Northwest Coast art, governance, and languages, both learning and teaching. So, like Liz referred to earlier. So the BLA currently is online, and the BA is set to be online hopefully in the next year or so. But with this, you know, you're able to get, it's probably one of the few places in the world you could get a degree in Northwest Coast art. Or you can go on and go on to pursue learning about tribal governance and ANCSA, or languages and teaching. And a lot of people are interested in teaching Alaska Native languages right now.
Well, I want to continue to talk to you a little bit, Akle, because you are currently taking one of the classes that is part of this Associate's of Arts degree with an emphasis in Northwest Coast Arts. So you've got a great perspective as both someone who can help guide people into these classes, but as someone taking one of the classes. And I want to ask you, so what is that, an in-person class? Is that online? And what, tell us about the class.
Yeah. So I'm taking the Northwest Coast Art History and Culture class. I kind of wanted to figure, you know, learn what it takes to go into this degree. And also just, you know, it sounded really interesting. So it's mostly art history. So there's a little, you know, Western perspective there, but the class has a lot of Indigenous people, and it was being co-taught by Guna Megan Jensen, who is Tlingit. And so we're kind of looking at all the different art forms in Northwest Coast art, which includes, you know, it starts up north with the Tlingit, but covers Haida, Tsimshian, and then down through Canada with the Nishka, Kwakutl, and actually that's and down to the Coast Salish. So we look at the different, you know, of course, the traditional form line designs, carving, kutia, or people say totem poles, but really it's not a word we use, and as well as, you know, weaving, the woolen weaving that was done by various tribes, and all the different art forms of like basketry, et cetera.
Okay.
And into modern art now.
Okay. Sounds very interesting. Is that one online or in person?
Oh, it is online.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we meet twice a week. So
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're out of time, so I'd like to give you a chance to give some contact information out to listeners so that they can reach out to you if they're at all interested in exploring some of these options in the classes. So the phone number people can call is, shall I say it or do you have it?
I can. Cool. Yeah, it's 907-747-7700. And I'm an academic advisor, so I can talk about classes. And it is available online to rural communities.
Excellent. And you can also visit uas.alaska.edu if you want to look online. Thank you, Aklay and Liz, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gunoschish.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.